Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. Let's get right into it. The market felt heavy today, especially in tech, but it wasn't a total washout. What was the dominant theme?
It was a classic rotation playbook. We saw significant pressure on the mega cap growth names, which dragged the NASDAQ down 0.6% and kept the S&P 500 slightly in the red. But look under the hood, money was flowing somewhere.
Right, it found a home in the defensive sectors. Consumer staples were up nearly 0.5%, healthcare gained over 0.5%, and even energy got a bid with crude oil firming up.
Exactly. The market was shedding risk in names like Apple and Amazon, which were down around 2%, and buying perceived safety. It's a very cautious posture, especially with Fed Chair Powell's big speech at Jackson Hole looming on Friday.
And that caution was reflected in the broader market internals, wasn't it? The data I saw showed a heavily bearish lean with sellers far outnumbering buyers.
That's right. About 525 stocks, selling for every 125 buying. That's a weak breadth reading. It tells you that even though the Dow finished flat, the selling was broad-based under the surface. It was a risk-off day disguised as a mixed session.
Let's talk about the semis, because that was a wild ride. They opened deep in the red.
Oh, they got hammered early on. The SOX index was down 3% at one point. NVIDIA was a great example. Down 3.5% in the morning, but clawed its way all the way back to finish almost flat. That's an impressive intraday reversal and shows you there are still buyers lurking.
But not for everyone in that space. Intel was the day's biggest loser in the S&P 500, down a whopping 7%.
Yeah, that was a company-specific story. Word got out that they're in talks with investors to offer equity stakes at a discount. The market hates that kind of dilution, and the stock got punished for it. Simple as that.
Okay, let's pivot to the technicals. Despite the mega cap weakness, the charts for SPY and QQQ are still holding a bullish structure, right?
They are. If you look at the SPY, it's still in a consistent uptrend. The key level to watch for support is right around 636. As long as we hold that, the bulls are in control. The big test on the upside is that psychological 640 level. We need to see strong volume to push through that.
And for the QQQ? It felt weaker today, but the trend is intact?
The trend is absolutely intact. It's actually shown stronger momentum than the SPY recently. For the Qs, your line in the sand is 563 for support. A break above 567 would confirm the next leg up is starting. What's really encouraging is that the VXX, the volatility index, continues to bleed lower. That signals growing confidence and complacency, which can fuel a rally.
Got it. So the structure is bullish, but the rotation is defensive. Let's get actionable. Where are you seeing setups for tomorrow? Let's start with names that are already working. The continuation plays.
Absolutely. The healthcare space is showing relative strength, and a name like HCA stands out. But I'm really focused on two others that are showing incredible price and volume action. First is ISRG, Intuitive Surgical. It's in a clean, consistent uptrend.
Okay, ISRG. What are the key levels traders should be watching there?
I'm looking for an entry on any small pullback near the 480 level. If you get that, your first target is the resistance at 485.50, with a potential to run to 490. Your stop loss should be tight, just below 478.
I like it. Strong stock, clear levels. What's the second continuation name?
Analog Devices, ticker ADI. It just had a fantastic earnings report, and the chart is responding beautifully. Very strong price action supported by big volume. This is exactly what you want to see.
And the trade plan for ADI?
Look for an entry around the 244 area. The stock is pushing towards resistance at 246.50, but I think it has room to 250. I'd place a stop just below 242 to protect against any sharp reversal.
All right, those are two great continuation ideas. Now, what about stocks that are still coiling, getting ready to move? What's on your anticipation watch list?
I'm watching the semiconductor equipment space, specifically ASML. It's been basing nicely. But two other names are really setting up well. The first is Eli Lilly, LLY. It's a monster stock in the healthcare space, showing incredible momentum.
LLY has been on an absolute tear. Is it too late to get in?
Not if you're tactical. It's consolidating now. The key is to wait for your entry. I'd look to get long on a bounce off the 695 support level. A break above the recent highs could see it test 710, maybe even 715. I'd use a stop below 690.
Okay, LLY. On the anticipation list, what else are you watching?
Salesforce, ticker CRM. It's another tech name that's been showing resilience, high volume, positive price action, and it's building a nice base. It looks ready for its next move.
So what's the setup for CRM?
I'm watching for a bounce off the 244.50 support level. If it can get going, I'm targeting a move to 248, and then the big psychological level of 250. A stop below 243 keeps the risk managed.
Perfect. So the big takeaway for tomorrow, the market is in a rotational, cautious mood ahead of the Fed. But strong technical setups, both in continuation and anticipation names, are still presenting opportunities for active traders.
That's the bottom line. Don't fight the mega cap weakness, but don't be afraid to put capital to work in names showing clear, relative strength and volume. Be nimble and respect your stops.
Excellent insight. That's a wrap for Next Day Prep. We'll see you tomorrow. Trade smart.